It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There is your 2:30 Tupac. And you get 3:30 country, 4:30 90s, 5:30 Creed. What's that, Jack?
Ike was right about the older Tupac albums. Like they're way more explicit.
Yeah. Oh, they're very explicit. Yeah. They are. There's a lot of edits in those.
I have to really listen to them.
We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. The Jordan Mailata show will be here at Chickie's at 6 with me, Elliot, and Jordan, and then the Players Lounge with Ike, Hugh, Elliot, and an Eagles player to be named.
Yeah.
To be named later.
Listen, I hope it's Tanner.
Oh, it would be great if it was Tanner. You got to give him the business about his game yesterday.
No.
Give him the business. Ask him what kind of pick he
thinks
he's worth.
I know what it feels like to be there.
The tough questions.
Yeah, what kind of, you learned that being the backup quarterback in Philadelphia is the best job, you know? The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad the Eagles rested the starters yesterday? Yes or no? What do you think the...
Doesn't feel like many people are glad. So I'll go, let's go 57% people are glad they rested the starters.
Yeah, it's 61%.
Okay.
Jack, can you ask the same question in a different way? Should the Eagles have played their starters yesterday against the...
Okay.
Should the Eagles have played their starters to go for the 2 seed? Yes or no? I wonder if you frame it a different way, whether the answer will
be
different.
Yeah, which way did he frame it?
Are you glad the Eagles rested their starters yesterday?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, 215-592-9494, Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what up, y'all? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
What
Happy
up,
New
Chuck?
Year, Chuck.
Oh, Happy New Year, Spike. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. I didn't expect no niceness like that from you, man. But I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm a nice guy.
Starting the new year.
Yeah, starting the new year off tight, huh?
Yeah.
Let me say this. Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petrullo, two jackasses. You know what I mean? And they belong together. You know, because here's the thing. You know, you try to do something yesterday you didn't have to do. You try to prove that it's not your offense, but it's Jalen Hurts. And you have me look like a fool all year long because I'm blaming Jalen, but yet then this offense is terrible. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing, right? It's not even the fact that the offense is terrible. It's a fight that has no rhythm at all. But I tell you, if this offense looked terrible on Sunday and we lose, then Devin Petrullo better run. But if they're going to throw so many eggs at him, you can make an omelet, okay? And I tell you, on Sunday, the way you stop these guys, the 49ers, stop Christian McCaffrey, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice back there. You stop his ass, and then you got yourself a one-dimensional quarterback, and you set the ass edges. You know what I'm saying? You set the edges. Jalen Phillips, don't pin your ears back. You know what I mean? And Jalen Hurts, don't pin your ears back. Set the edges and stop this running game, and you'll beat this team 10 times out of 10. But I'm very disappointed with what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles right now, because it's disjointed. And I say that on the offensive end, it's disjointed. Because you got a coach that's trying to prove something, you know what I'm saying, over what, you know what I mean, trying to prove a player wrong. And I don't like that. I know what they was up to yesterday. Because ain't no way in the world you come out there, Ike, with this freaking game plan, throwing the ball 40 times, and Bigsby's running the ball six yards a clip. And you don't even run the ball with him, you could have won that game if you just run the damn ball, man. It's that simple. Like,
it's
true. Sit here, and then you got Jack here talking about Cannon McKee. What do you want? Kyle Schwarber, fat ass back there. If Kyle Schwarber was back there, you would love him, wouldn't you? Anybody for Philly, you would love him, wouldn't you, Jack?
Jack is in struggle.
It's not the quarterback's fault. You know what I'm saying? It's the stupid ass play calling, man. And I'm sick of it, man, with these two guys. You know what I mean? And Nick Sirianni want to be a part of this guy, Petrullo, then you could be a part of him too, man. I'm telling you, I'm done with them if they lose next week. Because I see what they were trying to do, and it wasn't right, man. They were the ones leaking stuff, man. It's them two. Now, I bet you it was Petrullo that said that Jalen, is all this bad stuff in the locker room, man. I should have seen the forest from the trees, man. Those two guys, I'm telling you, man, they got an axe to grind with the quarterback. And I don't like it at all, because there's no reason why that game plan should have been put out there like that against the Washington Commanders. You could have ran the ball to death, and you would have won it. You would have won that game, man.
So let me ask you this. Are you implying that They wanted Tanner McKee to look good yesterday. That's why they threw the ball as much as they did.
And I'm applying this. They want him to look good, and then not just that. They wanted their offense to look good with a different quarterback in there so we could all point the finger at Jalen. But it backfired on you because, see, God don't like ugly. And you guys, I'm telling you, there's some simpletons, man. They sat there and they did that, and that was wrong, man. To throw the ball that many damn times. And you know you got two cornerbacks out there. They can't stick with nobody. They can't stick to it. They couldn't be able to stick a dart on a dartboard. And you putting that defense back out there like that, man, freezing outs, and you running the game like it's an NFC championship game or something. This is a game you could have won running the football, Ike. You could have ground and pounded.
I agree. It was looking good yesterday.
And you sit there and you do that.
Yeah. Good call of the year from Chuck, honestly. Now, I know it's only January 5th, but...
No, he said it's the call of the year.
It's the call of the year. I think the important thing to note about what Chuck said is that Chuck isn't the biggest Jalen guy in the world.
Yeah.
And so it's not coming from a place of Jalen defense mechanism or whatever.
No, I know.
I think Chuck's point that they wanted to go out there and show that they could make the offense look good by throwing the ball is not a crazy idea. I don't know that it's true, but it's not a crazy idea.
Of course that's what they did. They threw the ball 40 times.
Yeah.
On second and one and third.
Yeah, right.
But that was crazy.
So here's the thing, but let's say that was a part of the mindset going into the game because they are thinking about moving Tanner McKee this offseason, so you wanted to enhance what could be his trade value by having him have a good showing yesterday. Is that so bad?
I hear you, brother, but listen, I'm just saying, hold on.
Here's the thing, though, Chuck. I get where you're coming from. I don't know if winning the game was the number one objective yesterday as much as what the game looked like to them yesterday. Clearly, winning the game wasn't the number one objective, or they would have played the starters, right? Like, so, and to have Tanner McKee go out there and throw the ball 40 times, I'm saying, from my perspective, it would make sense to me if they were trying to increase his trade value by having him look good in a game that displays he can throw the football, albeit he's throwing it to backups. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm saying that certainly could have been a possibility as well. It may not be some evil sort of move against Jalen. It may just be, here's an opportunity for us to increase his trade value. He only has one other start in his career. If he looks good against this Washington defense, maybe somebody wants him.
It's also worth noting, they've had games this year when they've thrown the ball a ton with Jalen. Not 40 times, but they've come out and we've said to ourselves, why are they not just running the football? Why are they not? And they've gotten more into that in the last...
Well, the problem is they ran the ball so well, then they went away from it for whatever reason.
It was crazy. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Chuck. It was a good call. Listen, I understand why
somebody would be frustrated with that, not giving the ball to Tank Bigsby yesterday, especially after the way he started.
And on the goal line, and you have a quarterback that's not...
Yeah.
It's not like a mobile guy, you know.
I agree.
Yeah. It was a weird decision.
It's one of those games that you sort of treat like a preseason game. You're trying to get things on tape. It's things you want to see as a coaching staff. And if you happen to win, so be it. But I think we can all agree winning the game wasn't the number one objective for the Eagles yesterday.
We agree, and I think that is the core of the issue.
Yes.
Yeah, the core of the issue is they didn't think it was that important to win that game yesterday.
Yeah.
Because if they did, to your point, they would have played all their starters or some of their starters or something and given themselves a shot. And then what they could have done was the thing that we said was, hey, if it's halftime and the Bears are up 23-3, pull everyone out and move on. But that's not what they did, you know. 215-592-9494. Okay, so Eagles play the 49ers on Sunday, 4:30. 49ers have been a strange team all year. The fact that they were missing their starting quarterback for, I think, 10 games. They lost Warner. They lost Bosa. They lost their first-round pick, Mikel Williams. Mm-hmm. So their defense has been pretty bad all year. And they've had injuries on offense. And the fact that they were in position to get the number one seed in the toughest division probably in football is a crazy statement about their year. Now, their offense had looked really good for the last three games with Purdy until the game against the Seahawks on Saturday night. So I mean, what I know what I think about the game. What do you think? Just first thought, Eagles-Niners on Sunday.
I love the matchup. I love the matchup. I think we'll smother this offense. We've seen it. We know what the Kyle Shanahan tree is, whether it's Matt LaFleur, whether it's Sean McVay. It's all from the same tree. We face that offense seemingly every year at some point, sometimes twice a year we face that offense. So I feel confident from a defensive standpoint we'll have an idea of what Kyle Shanahan wants to do. But more importantly, he just doesn't have the horses. And I love Christian McCaffrey, but you saw what happens when you go up against a defense the caliber of Seattle, which is the Eagles aren't far from being Seattle. The Houston Texans, they shut that 49ers offense down because you can key in on Christian McCaffrey and the weapons on the perimeter. Now, granted, George Kittle didn't play Sunday or Saturday, and he'll be back next week. So that's definitely something you got to focus in on as a defense. But the outside weapons aren't good enough against this Eagles defense. Maybe another defense, they could put up points. But against this Eagles defense, I feel very confident. And that 49ers defense is exactly what we need as an offense. They're terrible against the run. I don't even know their cornerbacks' names. So we're going to have opportunities with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert. You got that going for you. And they're coming here.
Well, they have no pass rush.
Yeah, no pass rush. Yeah. And we're rested. I almost feel too confident. I got to dial it back a little bit because this is a great matchup, the 49ers. This is a great matchup. It's a great matchup because the defense is what's going to lead us. And until we play a team like Seattle that has a great defense, I'm not going to be concerned. I'm just not. Because our defense will hold the other team's offense down just enough for us to do enough. The problem arises when somebody's shutting down our offense as well.
Right, and that's like the only issue I see here with this game is that we've had a few times this year where we see a defense and we're like, you know what, you can run against that defense, and yeah, we can't. Yep, so the Bills was a team that have not had a good defense this year, especially against the run. The Bears have not had a good defense, especially against the run. And the Niners the Niners are not good against anything. They have no pass rush. Secondary is not very good. I don't think any of their starting linebackers from the beginning of the year are there.
Yeah.
And their offense, like, it just sort of – McCaffrey is a guy who has been productive this year, but not really productive rushing.
Yeah.
You know, he's – I think he had 1,000 yards.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been a receiver, right? Yep. I mean, he's – and to your point, you know, Kittle didn't play on Saturday. Pearsall didn't play on Saturday. But I don't think that, like – I think this is a good draw for the Eagles.
Yeah.
The 49ers strike me as a team who have – they get through the regular season. They did as much as they could during the regular season, but you get to the playoffs and you can't just smoke and mirrors your way to wins in the playoffs. So I think it's a good matchup for the Eagles. To your point, the problem is going to be we've had games against bad defenses where we're not able to rush the ball. And if we can't run the ball, it makes everything more difficult. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in a 16-13 game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And who knows? They get one drive. They get one turnover or something. They could win the game. But I think it's a positive draw.
I'm telling you, the only offense that gives me cause to pause is the Rams.
Yes.
They got two receivers.
Yep.
Hell, that damn tight end, Parkinson, he's catching a touchdown every week.
Yep.
I mean, Matthew Stafford has 40-something touchdowns, 45 touchdowns. So everybody's getting the ball. They got two good running backs in Corum and
Kyron Williams. Yeah.
And you got a savant at the quarterback position who's in lockstep with his head coach. So when I look at going against this Eagles defense, if I'm attacking this Eagles defense, I'm attacking Adoree Jackson.
Yes. Yeah.
So – I get worried about Devontae Adams going up against Adoree Jackson all game.
Yes.
Or Puka Nacua, whoever Quinion's not covering, the other guy has Adoree Jackson on him all game.
And you know Sean McVay will they'll
you
find
know
that
that's
guy.
What he's going to exploit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that worries me. Against this Niners offense, I feel like it plays right into our hands. Because our defense, the Niners don't have the guy over there that's going to kill us.
No.
You know, even Kittle, if he has – he's going to beat you 10, 15 yards at a time.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if Kittle has a big game, it's 11 catches for 109 yards.
Yeah.
It's not a 200-yard game like Puka Nacua.
Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, I think it's a – and if you play the Rams now, you're not going to play the Rams until the NFC Championship game, right? I mean, they can't play the Rams in the division round,
I don't think. Well, you can if Green Bay beats Chicago.
No, because then Green Bay will go to Seattle.
They don't recede.
They'll be
yeah.
the lower. Oh, because yep. they recede. Right. Yep. We could get them in the second round. Ugh.
Well, it's I don't all right, like that. But that's yep. the only one that, that's the only that one. I'm like, ah.
Jack,
even with Chicago on the road, Chicago's passing game doesn't scare me.
No, I'd rather play Chicago. Would I rather play
they
Chicago
the ball
on the road
well.
Than
they
the Rams?
They run the ball well.
Yeah. Especially against
I would rather play Chicago on the road than the Rams.
At home.
Yeah.
Jack, what do you think about the game on Sunday?
So I can't tell because Saturday was such an abomination, you know, for the Niners. And I'm trying not because before that, the last 3 weeks, it was, I don't know, watch yeah. out for the Niners.
yeah.
You know, Purdy threw 5 touchdown passes. I think he threw like 11 in 3 games. And it was like, I don't know. So I'm trying to maybe not throw me off the scent from that.
Yeah.
But I just don't think – I think the Eagles defense is going to just – is going to do their thing against them.
But Seattle is the one team that we mirror.
Yeah.
With the exception of they got Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Sure. You're not worried about a –
he's got almost 1,800 yards receiving.
You're not worried about a Bryce Huff revenge spot?
Oh, it would be.
On Sunday?
You know who is worried? Elliott. You know, Elliott was a big Bryce Huff guy.
And I thought Hurts played a solid-led defense more than once, but it was only once. And he did throw 3 picks against them, the Jets, when he lost to Zach Wilson. So I thought they played him one more time, but that was a preseason game where Jalen got hit and then Sirianni was on field trying to fight Robert yeah. Saleh.
Yeah.
But this solid defense, yeah. I just – there's no one there.
Just not, yeah, he just doesn't have the, he doesn't have the
there's
horses.
No, there's no personnel. It yeah. just – it seems like this is a run out of gas game for the 49ers. It seems like these two teams – if you're looking at it optimistically, which I am, these two teams are at a different point in their season. It seems like the Eagles are hopefully on their way to start building to something, mm-hmm. and it just seems like the 49ers have gotten all they could out of what they had
and
this year.
I think the Eagles will use the game in 23 as extra motivation. Not that you
I
need,
hope not.
Well, they got
listen, flush that 23 nonsense. There's no reason to keep going back to that.
I just think that the last time they came here, they got bullied, and they're ready to.
They'll go. We're not the 23 Eagles, yeah, except
I'm just saying,
them.
If I'm the yeah. Eagles, I don't even want to talk about 23
anymore. No, 23 doesn't yes. exist.
They did win the Super Bowl the next year.
yes, yeah. I don't even want to.
Fair
I don't
to point
talk
that
about
out.
23 anymore.
215-592-9494. Will in Cape May, you're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Hey guys, I agree with your previous caller. First of all, and secondly, history. When I see history, the last 3 years of the Eagles, Jalen Hurts wouldn't have won that game. And the reason is very simple. The Eagles have never, in 3 years, won a game where they threw the ball more than they ran. Never. And that's with Hurts.
Then they threw the ball more than what? I'm sorry?
Then they ran.
I said in 3 years, the Eagles have never lost a game where they ran the ball more than they threw it.
That can't be true.
Well, check it out. I did.
You're saying they have never lost a game in which they've run the ball more than they threw the ball?
In the last 3 years.
In 3 years. In the last 3 years. The only game you can make an exception if you want to would have been Buffalo because
it's either true or it isn't.
What?
It's either the case or it isn't the case. Are you making an exception? Yeah.
No, the only reason I'm making an exception was because Buffalo, we threw the ball 27 times and ran it 26. So it's one more, but it's pretty even, okay? But other than that, 3 years, we've never won a game where we threw the ball more than we ran it. Never. And that history fact, to me, is disturbing. And I'll tell you why. Because why would you have this quarterback, our backup quarterback, who I think is very good, by the way, our backup quarterback throwing the ball 40 times and running at 20, when history shows Jalen Hurts would lose that game. You know, it's just.
So you're saying we threw the ball. You're saying we threw the ball too much yesterday.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if we go into the playoffs with Jalen Hurts, and we do the same thing as we did against Washington, we'll lose our first game. Guarantee it.
Well, they won't do it.
And
it's not their offense. They won't do it. You know.
The games this year, just take that as an example. The games this year where we threw the ball more than we ran it, we lost every one with Jalen Hurts. Every one.
So the Eagles this year have won 2 games in which they've thrown it more than they've passed it. In 2024, they won twice, and in 2023, they won 4 times. So you're wrong on your stat there.
And what games were they?
So this year they threw it 32 times and passed it 27 times against, and ran it 27 times against the Rams, against the Bills, as you mentioned. Last year they beat the Saints when it was 38-25, and they beat the Giants when it was 41-25. And in 2023 there were four of them. So I don't like. I'm sorry. That's eight games. It's not zero. It's like I don't know what to tell you.
We're all about honesty.
Yeah.
By the way, Kittle did play Saturday.
He did?
Yeah.
I thought Whatchamacallit was complaining that
I thought
he wasn't.
Kittle and Pearsall didn't play.
Kittle played.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Trent Williams didn't play.
Trent Williams didn't play.
Trent Williams didn't play, so it was Williams and Pearsall who didn't play.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Because Shanahan was complaining that they played Saturday instead of Sunday, and that the other guys would have been ready to go if they played Sunday. Oh. I thought Kittle was one of them.
Oh, I thought it was one of them, too.
He played.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go.
About accuracy. Well, here,
and I understand his larger point. The caller's larger point was, when we run the ball more than we pass the ball, we're successful. Yeah. I agree 100%. Yeah. And I also agree that if they go in there with that game plan with Jalen and that personnel with Jalen, I think they probably have a tough time winning that game as well. You know, it probably gives them a better chance to win, but I don't think you throw Jalen out there with Dotson, Covey, and Cooper and Calcaterra and the backup offensive line. I don't think they're winning that game either, or at least it's a struggle. You know, it's not like the offense has been good with all the stars. I don't know how they get better without the stars.
I agree. Tanner had two, maybe three throws he wants back. The interception.
Yep.
The missed fourth down throw.
Yep.
Maybe another one. I know Covey was late coming across the middle. He threw it behind him a little bit. But other than that, I don't know. I mean, he was under duress a lot, too.
Yes. You could certainly see the difference in speed between Tanner McKee and Jalen Hurts.
Dude, he was like, when he tried to run, it was like running in cement.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Foles might be faster.
No.
Foles might be faster.
Might be. At least listen, what is it, 3 yards in? What was the Philly? What was that? How long was that? Was that the 3 yard play?
Oh, where was that from? Yeah.
I got there.
Well, it was a short burst.
I think that the bigger difference is that, like, you look slower as a quarterback when you don't just decide to run. He looked
– right.
With him trying to evade people, that was where he looked the worst. He had a few opportunities. He took two of them. He passed up one of them where he had a first down right in front of him. Yeah. He decided not to run. That was Tanner making a business decision there.
I think
you really saw it where when he was trying to evade guys, he just had no chance. You know, when they got into the backfield, he had no chance.
Yeah, I wanted to see him play well. I didn't have any ulterior motives. I just wanted to see him play well. But, that was not good yesterday. And how good could we have expected him to play? Again, he's out there with backup wide receivers, and you're going against Washington's starting defense.
And backup offensive line.
I mean, you got a Hall of Fame middle linebacker that was out there the entire game.
Yeah.
Third player ever with 2,000 tackles.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they pretty much played their starters the entire game.
I think I know I was overconfident going into that game with the backups, and that overconfidence went away pretty quick when the reality of what I was about to watch, you know, it's like, oh, that's an NFL team. That the Commanders were – they were not good this year, but they weren't a complete disaster. Mm-hmm. It's not like they don't have players. And then we saw what our backup – we saw why Ja'Korian Bennett didn't get on the field very often this year. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Was it a mistake for the Eagles to not – go for the win yesterday and play their starters, or do you think it was the right decision? We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, you can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So it's a new year, right? And you think to yourself, how do I celebrate the new year? What can I make new about myself? You're probably going to go to the gym or whatever. You're going to give that up in a week. Get yourself a brand new Hyundai over at Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown. The Cars Are John Ashdale is waiting to make sure that you drive away. New year, new Hyundai, going to make it completely easy on you. Tons of brand new Hyundais in the lot, hundreds of them. Brand new Palisades, brand new Konas, brand new Tucsons. Every new Hyundai at Colonial is going to drive off the lot with something very important. That is America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And no matter what your issue is, whether budget is your issue, whether financing is your issue, whether your trade is your issue, they are going to take care of all of those. They're there to solve problems. Big trade incentives all the time, including a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. They're making it fast, easier, and better. It's a brand new dealership in there, too. I don't know if you've seen it. Last year or so, opened up, beautiful, streamlines the buying process. Get over there. Don't wait. 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com or on Route 30 in Downingtown. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.